This is Radio Nepal. I am Dela Prasai with the news, the headlines. First, President Ramchandra Bodal presents government policies and programs in joint session of Federal Parliament. Upcoming budget to prioritize strategically important projects. Health Minister Mohan Bahadur Basnet directs health facilities in Kathmandu to ensure online ticketing for OPD services by next 15 days, and US says it will support providing advanced fighter jets, including US-made F-16s, to Ukraine. Now the news in detail. President Ramchandra Bodal has presented the government's policies and programs for the upcoming fiscal year 2023-24 in the Federal Parliament yesterday. Presenting the government's policies and programs in the joint session of both chambers of the Federal Parliament, President Bodal said the country's economy has seen gradual improvements due to the government's initiatives. The president further added that the people's faith in democracy has increased as the government has been able to extend the ambit of social security, curb revenue leakage, improve public service delivery, and address public outcry to curb corruption. President Bodal further stated that the government's top priority at present is to address problems seen in the country's economy, be economical in public expenses, boost production, and create jobs for attaining sustainable development goals. The government's policies and programs also prioritize the timely completion of development projects, merging similar institutions having the same objectives. The government has also a policy of allocating a budget to the projects meeting the preparations requisites. As per the announcement, the government would prioritize only strategically important projects. As shared by President Bodal, the government has a program of promoting agri-produce through communal and contract farming and providing local seeds, making the nation independent on seeds. The government also aims to extend the agro-insurance program and provide the minimum support price to agri-produce prior to the plantation. The government further aims to extend air services to various countries and using the newly constructed international airports in the country to boost tourism and celebrate the current decade as the Visit Nepal decade. Addressing energy issues, the government announced to provide free electricity to poor families. As per the policy, poor families would get 30 units of free electricity in the dry season and 50 units of electricity in the wet season. The government also included the program of ensuring voting rights to Nepali abroad in periodic elections. Likewise, the government has decided to merge Radio Nepal and Nepal Television onto public service broadcasting and begin integrated broadcasting in the upcoming fiscal year. The government has also announced a program for forming a national cultural policy. The National Assembly has approved the ordinance amending some Nepal acts related to Civil Code 2023. The Upper House of the Federal Parliament unanimously approved the ordinance presented for approval in the meeting by Minister for Labour, Employment and Social Security Sarat Singh Bhandari. Minister Bhandari presented the ordinance on behalf of Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Thanraj Gurung. Meanwhile, the government has withdrawn the COVID-19 Crisis Management Bill 2078 Bikram Sambat from the Parliament. Members of the Public Account Committee in the Parliament have demanded the Auditor General inform the committee about the major reasons for the increasing size of government arrears in a meeting of the committee held yesterday to discuss issues about financial responsibility and the existing situation of arrears. The committee members questioned the government when the situation forcing to give the commission to pay tax would come to an end. They raised concerns over the increasing crisis for economic discipline. The Law, Justice and Human Rights Committee has formed a subcommittee to discuss the bill related to the transitional justice. A committee meeting yesterday formed an 11-member subcommittee. senior most member of the committee, Mangal Prasad Gupta directed the subcommittee to hold a deliberation on the bill among those lawmakers who have proposed an amendment to bill and the stakeholders. Minister for Health and Population Mohan Bahadur Basnet has directed hospitals to compulsorily update information about the number of available beds on their official websites. The health facilities have been asked to mention the number of occupied beds, both general and emergency, and the number of vacant beds, if any, on their websites on a daily basis. The hospitals have been instructed to implement the government directive within the next 7 days. The health minister also directed the health facilities in the federal capital to ensure an online ticketing system for OPD services by the next 15 days. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Sudhan Girathi and British Ambassador to Nepal Nicola Pollitt held a meeting yesterday. During the meeting held at Singha Darbar, Minister Girathi urged the EU for initiation to remove Nepal from the EU air safety list. Nepali Airlines have been banned to fly above the EU block by the EU since 2013, expressing serious concern over Nepal's air safety standards. The EU's blacklist against Nepali Airlines followed the serious concerns raised by the ICAO over their weak safety measures. Though the ICAO removed Nepal from its blacklist in July 2017, the EU is yet to lift the restrictions. You are listening to Radio Nepal ATM English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. The U.S. says it will support providing advanced fighter jets, including U.S.-made F-16s, to Ukraine and also back training Ukrainian pilots to fly them. A senior White House official said U.S. President Joe Biden had told G7 leaders in Japan of the decision. According to BBC, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, who has requested fighter jets for months, said the decision would greatly enhance army in the sky. U.S. approval for the scheme means other nations can export their F-16s. This is because the U.S. legally has to approve the re-export of equipment purchased by allies. The U.S. would support a joint effort with the allies and partners to train Ukrainian pilots on fourth-generation fighter aircraft, including F-16s, to further strengthen and improve the capabilities of the Ukrainian Air Force. At least 145 people are known to have been killed in Myanmar by a powerful cyclone, the country's military rulers have said. They say most of the victims of Cyclone Mocha that made landfall last Sunday were from the Rohingya minority. The junta had earlier put the death toll at 21, but local residents told the BBC that at least 40 had died. About 800,000 people have been affected by one of the strongest storms to hit the region this century, the UN said. With winds of up to 209 km per hour, a Category 5 storm battered the Rakhine State in western Myanmar as well as the regions of Sagaing and Magwei. According to the statement, among the victims were 4 soldiers, 24 locals and 117 people from the Rohingya minority. Before the official statement, there were numerous reports suggesting a much higher death toll than the initial figure of 21, especially in camps where the internally displaced Rohingya live. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in Koshi province along with the hilly regions of the country and partly cloudy to many fair in the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 29 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 17 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. President Ramchandra Podal presents government's policies and programs in joint session of Federal Parliament. Upcoming budget to prioritize strategically important projects. Health Minister Mohan Bahadur Basnet directs health facilities in Kathmandu to ensure online ticketing for OPD services by next 15 days. And US says it will support providing advanced fighter jets, including US made F-16s to Ukraine. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe, and have a good day.